Thanks for joining us once again on Creating Dementia Solutions. I'm Richard Pyatt. This is a Miles for Memories program. We come to you on Access Vision, and we come to you as a podcast. So however you're finding us, we're glad you did. MilesForMemories.org is the website. Follow us on Facebook, too, Miles for Memories, so that you're alerted to these episodes when they become available. So this year, in 2024, we've made a commitment to talking a little bit about things that the caregiver should be concerned with. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about making the home safer for your loved one as you care for them as they live with dementia in the home. Jody Piper is with us today, Community Programs Coordinator with CareWell Services Southwest, and of course, a Miles for Memories volunteer. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Well, when we talk about safety in the home, we're really talking about falling a lot of the time, aren't we?
Correct. So the research has identified that there are contributing factors to falling.
Okay.
And a lot of those factors are like your lower body weakness, difficulties walking and balancing, not picking up your feet. That is huge. And then, of course, some hazards such as throw rugs that are not properly taped down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense. If someone isn't picking up their feet, they're maybe shuffling a little bit more. These hazards become more apparent. And that's true in the cases of dementia. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. With cases for people with dementia, you notice that they do shuffle their feet a lot more. They do not always look down and see where they're walking. And a lot of times their balance is off once they have dementia.
So what are some of the things you recommend to try and mitigate this problem?
So first of all, if you have a throw rug, make sure that you have double-sided tape that actually sticks it down to the floor. The problem with that is if they're not picking up their feet, they're still going to trip over it. So you want to make sure that if you have rugs in your home, they do not come off the floor. They need to be almost flat to the floor.
Less of a trip hazard.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Correct. What else? Are there other things you advise?
Always make sure that everything is picked up off the floor. A lot of times you want to make sure that there are not things lying around. Sometimes you drop something and forget it's there. It could be a trip hazard.
Or maybe your loved one drops.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's a good
Correct.
Point. There is such a thing as a falls prevention course.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
We call it a matter of balance. And our matter of balance class is for 2 hours a day, for one day, for 8 full weeks.
Okay.
So they're going to come. They're going to learn how to pick up their feet. They're also going to learn how the rugs should be situated so that you do not fall. It also has an exercise program that is it's for your core to help you learn how to balance yourself, how to make sure that if you do fall, how to get up off the floor without hurting yourself more. It's a really nice course. You also get to go into your home and actually look around and see if there are hazards that you don't realize are there.
Well, that sounds tremendous. The ability to have a skilled viewpoint on what to look for in those situations.
Yeah.
And that balance thing, I mean, I can feel it too. The idea that maybe we're not as balanced on our feet as we once were, and recovering from a potential fall doesn't happen as easily as it used to.
It does not. And the exercises are very low impact. They're not really impact at all. They're more about trying to learn how to balance your body. So you're strengthening your core a little more instead of building muscle. You're not going to build a lot of muscle. You're not going to be, you know, running a mile to do this.
Right.
It's a lot of chair exercises. It's some leg presses just to try to get it. And it helps us teach people how to stand up out of their chair to help prevent falls.
Yeah, all of that works together. And I imagine you see the results of that. People take these courses 2 hours a week for 8 weeks. And they begin to learn how to make best use of those movements.
You see a lot of people realize what they were doing before that they never realized. Oh, man, I did shuffle. I didn't pick up my feet. Oh, we had a rug. I didn't even realize it was a trip hazard until I took the course. Now it's out of the way. How many times have I tripped over, not fallen,
yes,
but tripped over and didn't realize that it was the rug that was in the way?
Wow. Okay, good to know. And of course, exercise, a little bit of movement. Mm-hmm. That's part of what Miles for Memories is all about. So yes. Movement programming research, movement is first in
right.
that.
Right.
So that's a good component. Should a caregiver who's looking after a family member with dementia in the home, do you think they need a professional, a skilled viewpoint to really assess the situation?
They don't have to have a skilled person come in, but it is nice to be able to talk to someone that is a professional that can say, okay, if we move this, is it going to harm what we're doing yeah. with that person? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we are thinking about what we're doing before we do it.
Oh, yeah.
And we do have courses for caregivers that could help them with that.
Okay.
That is, I believe, part of our Matter of Balance. We can also look through the Matter of Balance book and actually come up with some things that could help them with that too.
Okay. Good to know. So do we run the risk of upsetting our loved one with dementia if we're moving things around? If there's some comfort in familiarity, how far do we really take that, you know?
So what I have learned is that for like rugs and those types of things, yeah. that if you realize this is a trip hazard for your loved one and you want to move that, if that loved one goes and says, oh, that was mine, and starts to get upset, we try to divert them so that that particular thing maybe isn't what they're thinking about at that moment. Mm-hmm. And then every time if we try to divert them, eventually we're hoping that it's not going to be an issue any longer.
I see.
But if it is a trip hazard, then we have to move it to keep them safe.
Of
so
course.
It's kind of it's almost a no-win situation in that aspect. But if you divert them, a lot of times that will help.
Okay, good advice. Hearing and vision changes tend to come into play here sometimes too, right?
They do. And then if you get new glasses, especially for someone that is forgetting a lot of things, when they look down and there's a bifocal, everything is different.
That's true.
Their steps are not the same. So that could cause a fall. If they're not hearing what is around them and it makes their balance off, that would absolutely cause them to fall.
Yeah. How do you look at that at CareWell when we're talking about hearing and vision issues?
So at CareWell, we actually have a couple of different programs through the Senior Millage. So if they are having issues with their sight and they're come within the income limits, which is pretty generous this year,
okay.
They could actually get their eyes tested and get new glasses for absolutely nothing.
Wow.
They can get the same thing for the hearing aids.
Okay.
Yes. Through the Senior Millage, it's 250% of the poverty level.
Okay.
So it's $3,100 for a single person. It's $4,200, I think it is, for a couple.
Okay. That's really great. Mm-hmm. And that's through CareWell. So CareWell Services Southwest in Battle Creek. Check the website or reach out and ask about that.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other things we can do around the home, modifications mm-hmm. to keep people sure-footed or at least increase the chances of that, right?
Try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of those things?
So some of those would be, again, moving the rugs, mm-hmm. your pets. Pets are huge.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Pets are huge. So you always have to look at your feet. You really do. You have to look where you're going. Your layout needs to be so that you can walk without tripping over your furniture.
Yeah.
And different things like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, something else that we hear a lot about, we talked about that movement part mm-hmm. in the Miles for Memories vision and mission. Really, sedentary lifestyle is not our friend, even in this case too, right?
Correct. The more we sit, our muscles get weaker. We don't even realize that we are getting weaker. And that's part of the Matter of Balance too. Those exercises, you can do those forever, you know, and those help you stay stronger. You can do them in your chair. We also like people to get out and about. We have senior centers. We have different classes, different groups. It helps so that you're not sitting and being alone and getting discouraged and getting depressed. That will help all of those.
That's a great point that the falls prevention class with the exercises that they learn mm-hmm. can be employed at home and don't have to go back to the classroom.
Correct. And they will have a copy of those exercises to take home with them.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, there was a very well aired commercial a long time ago. I've fallen and I can't get up. And I don't bring that up as a joke. I bring that up because tech devices can be a game changer if someone has fallen and they can't get up.
They are huge. Through the Senior Millage Program, we do have what is called a PERS, a Personal Emergency Response System, that is also paid for through the Senior Millage.
Oh, right.
You have to be in a certain income and frailty. There are some parameters there.
Sure.
But yes, most of the devices nowadays you can wear anywhere. So if you were in your car and you fell out, getting out of your car and you fell, you can push that button. They know where you are. They can find you with that button.
Boy, that's an advancement.
It is huge advancement. And like I said, 99% of them now have that feature. You also have cell phones now, and almost everyone has a cell phone. And I don't know if a lot of people know, but on their cell phone, they can get emergency services where they can say, Siri or whoever you have, call 911 for me, and they would be able to find you too.
Yeah, that is that's a big advancement. I recall 20 years ago, you had to have the unit in your home, and you took the button off of you when you left the home.
Correct, because it would only work in the home. We have a couple of people that still have those landlines, but for the most part, people like to be out and about. And even for our caregivers, to know that if they do have to leave someone, to know that they're safe at home, their loved one is safe at home, because if something happens, they can get help when they need it.
Absolutely. Well, you've given us some things to think about, Jody, when it comes to preparing our home for our loved ones to make sure that it is safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jody Piper with CareWell Services Southwest and a Miles for Memories volunteer. Speaking of technology, I invite you to go look at the milesformemories.org website. Take a look at the technology there through the Safe Return and Help Home programs, which can help if a loved one with dementia walks away and can't find their way back. It's tremendous technology. Take a look. milesformemories.org. I'm Richard Pyatt with Creating Dementia Solutions. Thanks for being with us.